The play Cyrano de Bergerac was written in 1897 by Edmond Rostand. It's a romantic, swashbuckling classic, usually staged with swords and capes, a flamboyant and feathered 17th century hat, and a big prosthetic nose on the title character. But a new production at the Brooklyn Academy of Music stars as Cyrano, film actor James McAvoy. He's best known for roles in movies like Atonement and the X-Men franchise. The Academy's gala celebrating the opening night is tonight, and this stage production dispenses with tradition, Jeff London reports.
The play opens with the date 1640 projected on a wall, but when the lights come up, you can hear the sound of beatboxing, see a multiracial cast in modern dress, and eventually Scottish actor James McAvoy with his own regular-sized nose rapping about how very large it is.
But if that's just taste, Liz, how about carrots? Rhinoceros horn, coat you, yes, bird for a parrot. Use whatever image comes to mind, cattle prod, crunching, or be more refined.
Jamie Lloyd, who directed a traditional production of Cyrano 10 years ago, decided he wanted to strip the play down to its essence.
If you don't have a big prosthetic nose, then it very quickly became apparent in rehearsal that it didn't make any sense to have anything else. If the nose is in the imagination, then everything else has to be in the imagination.
Cyrano tells the story of a romantic triangle. The poetic soldier Cyrano loves the beautiful and witty Roxanne, who in turn loves the handsome but tongue-tied Christiane. So Cyrano helps the young man win Roxanne by providing him with the words he doesn't have.
This is about three people who are objectified and who suffer because of that objectification.
James McAvoy left rehearsal to speak on Zoom.
Whether they're objectified because they are beautiful or ugly or not, it's about the three of them. And I think that not having the nose allows us to see all their pain.
And wit and passion. The Spartan staging, where actors frequently speak into microphones and sit looking directly at the audience instead of each other, provides a surprising level of intimacy.
And there is someone, a man, I have very strong feelings for.
Strong feelings?
Very. But this person doesn't know.
You love this person?
Yes.
Actress Evelyn Miller plays Roxanne.
From an acting point of view, it makes eye contact feel so intimate. To turn and look after doing a 5-minute scene where you haven't looked at them at all, you've just been listening profoundly and intensely. To suddenly turn and make eye contact feels so intimate.
Listening to the language profoundly and intensely in this contemporary adaptation by Martin Crimp is what director Jamie Lloyd is after, not just for the actors, but for the audience.
We paint on the back wall the phrase, a particular sentence that McAvoy's Cyrano says, "I love words, that's all." And in a way, that became the kind of defining idea of the entire production. It was only about the words. In a play that features characters that are obsessed with language.
And he says they use language in ways that can be wonderful or damaging. At one point, Cyrano wins a duel purely with his linguistic gifts. You don't need to see a sword to know that he's cut his opponent to the quick.
You can use my nose as a literary test, try out ideas, see what works best.
And when the actors talk directly into their microphones, they can actually speak softly, and everyone in the theater can hear them.
In many ways, it's more like screen acting than stage acting. And in fact, even more than that, it's more like radio acting.
And for James McAvoy, the presentational style of this noseless Cyrano, which is played in London and Glasgow, forces audiences to lean in.
I've never experienced silences in the audience like this. I've experienced pauses and things like that, but like the silence in the audience is unbelievable.
He hopes Brooklyn audiences react the same way. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.